Welcome, everybody. So I'm going to talk about OsmoDev and running OsmoCom TTC and 3 test suites locally. Yeah, let's get started. So what is OsmoDev? It's a tool that Niels wrote, and it's able to do 3 things. It builds the OsmoCom network components and all of its dependencies. Then it is able to run the OsmoCom network, and you can run the TTC and 3 test suites locally. So this is the overview. I'm going to go into detail into each of these points. And you might be wondering, why do I need this in the first place? What's this all about? So this is the network topology. I found this in our wiki somewhere, and you can see we have a lot of components in the typical OsmoCom network. You don't need to build all of them, but a lot of them actually. And this graph doesn't even have the build dependency. So when we add the libraries, it looks like this. Doesn't get better. And I find it, it's a lot of dependencies. And it's, if you are new to OsmoCom especially, then it's hard to figure out the right order and to build everything in the right order and then to be able to actually run the network. So if you did this manually, you would need to do the following for each repository: clone it, then run the AutoTool stuff, and finally configure, make install. But yeah, as you can see, that's a lot of work. Okay, so what OsmoDev brings to the table is you clone it, and there's a README which mentions a couple of dependencies which you need to install. And then you can generate one make file, which is sort of a super make file, which then builds all of the OsmoCom projects. And then you have various make targets available afterwards, and then you can just type them. So make Osmo MGW will build Osmo MGW plus all the dependencies it needs beforehand. And the same is true for more complex projects which have even more dependencies. So yeah, let's do a quick demo. First demo. Yeah, I want to set up OsmoDev and show how it's done. First, I need to clone it. So I want to show basically how one would set it up and thereby show how easy it is compared to if you have to do it with all the dependencies. So now I cloned the repository. Let's take a look at the README. There it says you need to install a couple of programs. So let's quickly do that. Yeah, it turns out I already installed everything because I just tested this. Once we have done this, we need to generate the make file. So I opened a second terminal so I can look at it. And here are some options. I will explain them later. And that's it. Now it wrote this make file, which I explained earlier. And now you can do something like this. And it will start cloning all the repositories. So it just cloned Osmo. Ah, it's quite interesting. I would have expected that it clones Osmo, lib Osmo core first, actually. All right, it works. I think it works as expected. So yeah, it clones the other ones afterwards. The important part is that it doesn't start building Osmo MGW before the dependencies are built. So it can run the autoconf script before, but not the rest of the build. And yeah, now I don't need to do anything. I can just watch, basically. And the script takes care of the rest. So this will take about, I think, 1.5 minutes or so. And yeah, let's see. And it starts compiling. This should be lib Osmo core already. And yeah, so that's what I wanted to show, how it works. Basically, you type in one command, and then it nicely goes through all the dependencies and as a new user who maybe doesn't know what the dependencies are, or just if you want to save time, then you need to know about everything, and it just works. Yeah, you need to type in the password if you are done. There's also some hints in the README how you can avoid this. And I forgot. The study dependency is not installed on the system, so I can just edit the options. So I'm going to show this now. This is the makefile it generated. And inside here are the options I passed to gen makefile earlier. It's just listed out. Each option is in one line, and the default options are added. And here we can add another ops file. I think that's the name. Let's check. Yep, that's the one. And it will disable the DADI dependency for libosmo-abis. So actually, I will submit a patch next week or so, because I noticed that you might not have this installed. And it should be in the README that this is a recommended option. OK, so I edit this here, this line, save the file. And as you can see, the target is called regen for regenerate, nothing to do with rain. And then you call make regen, and it creates a new makefile. Also, the find commands above is another bug, which I will submit a patch for. I've prepared one already. OK, and now we have a new makefile. And when I try it again, I might need to run make clean. I'm not sure. But it seems to compile fine. Yeah. All right. And this was libosmo.netif. And now it's building Osmo MDW already. So it has all the dependencies, and now it's done. And yeah, I could do the same with Osmo HLR and all the other components to build one program and its dependencies. Or there's also big targets like make CN to make the entire core network, or make CN minus BSC to make the core network and the BSC, which I use often when I have a real BTS next to the computer where I run the OsmoCom setup, and then I can build everything else on the computer, basically, and get it going. So I will jump back into the presentation. Yes, as I showed, there's this ops file. There are a bunch of ops file, basically, and these just pass commands to the configure lines. So if you go back to what you need to do, there's this configure command, and these are the options for it. This is what I just showed, how to change the build options. And one thing I found nice about this project is that the projects which were built previously are skipped efficiently. So if I say make Osmo MGW again, ignore the find errors, then it will say nothing to be done. So it is pretty fast, right? It doesn't actually run each make file of each the dependencies, but instead it has a way to simply skip the projects if they don't have any relevant changes. And this works by getting a list of relevant files, so basically the C files, H files, and everything else that's relevant, and also the configure files for auto tools. And so the super make file knows when it needs to run configure again, or when it needs to run make again or not. OK. Next up is running the network. So let's say you build the entire network with makeCN, for example. Then Osmo Dev can actually help you run the entire network. So if you would run it manually, you would need to take care of starting each and every component on its own. And this takes some time, and it's a bit cumbersome. Maybe you also want to trace the traffic. So you need to run TCP dump also, and yeah, or just use systemd. sure, you can use that, but Osmo Dev provides another way, and I think it's quite useful also. So I'm going to show that. So actually, I already built the network because this takes a bit longer. So I have another Osmo Dev directory here. And I will go into the make directory, make cn. I think I ran that. Yes, nothing to be done. So I built the whole core network already. And now we can check out this net directory. So here we have a README file. And let's take a look at a quick start and quickly do this. I don't have this alias here. Okay. So I will remove the my own stuff basically. So I can show how it's done. So this is how it looks like when you just cloned it and when you build the core network basically. All right. Oops. Now you run fill-config. First you create a directory for the network like this. Then you run fill-config. After also copying the config. Yeah, I missed that. It's on top. It's called config mine in this example. So you could, you should, if you run it on your own system, then you should adjust all the IP addresses and all the other configuration variables so it makes sense. So how it works is you have this meta configuration file and all the Osmocom config files are generated from this one. There's a bunch of templates also in the repository which will use these variables. I will not adjust them. I will just use the default because I just want to show how you run it in theory. All right. Let's see. I copied the config. Then I go into my network, fill config, config mine, and the templates. This is the directory with the templates, obviously. Okay. This also supports make regen, by the way. So it will just repeat this when you modify the templates or your config, then you can regenerate the templates. And now you have a bunch of config files generated. So for example, this one is the BSC config and so on, all the config files, which you probably know. Okay, and then we have this run.sh script. And this one will run the network, as you might have guessed. So let's run it. I think it needs sudo for some IP tables rule, and it asks if you should add an interface. Okay, I don't even have an ECH0 interface. And now it should, I had the terminal in full screen, but it opened a bunch of terminals, and this is why I wrote in the presentation that the tiling window manager is recommended. The text is a bit messed up and some things are not working, obviously, but this is in theory how it works. So it opened a bunch of terminals and each one for each network component. And then in theory, you are able to run the entire network. So you probably need to tweak it a bit. I have a separate computer here where I installed Debian 11 to show how it works on a fresh install, actually. And some things are missing here, obviously. But that's enough to show how to run the script, at least. And what's also nice is it runs TCP dump now. And when you press stop, then it kills everything. At least most Windows. Might need to kill them. Whatever. Okay, this one's not looking good. Okay, no, all Windows are gone. Okay, and now you have the log files and a TCP dump ready to use, which is quite nice, and also the configs. Yeah, that's the part of running the network. And now let's talk about running ttcn3 tests. So most of you probably know jenkins.osmocom.org, where we run the ttcn3 tests. And yeah, if you want, no, here is described what Jenkins does. It basically clones the so-called Docker Playground repository and then goes into one of the TTCN3 directories and runs this Jenkins.sh script. Here's what the script does. First, it builds the components in containers, so one for the test suite, one for the subject under test, and depending on which SUT you are testing, it will build more OsmoCom programs. So for example, for Osmo BSC, we actually have 3 times Osmo BTS and 1 time Osmo SDP also. I think this is the most complicated TTCN3 test for Osmo BSC. And once all of them are built, then it runs them in a Docker network. So each component is part of this network and it's not your regular network. So there's less collusions. That's the idea. And if you want to run it locally, there are actually multiple approaches. I've tried all of them. So the first approach is you just run the same script locally. And the good part is it's behaving exactly the same as in Jenkins. So if you see something failing in Jenkins, you can reproduce it that way and you can work on a fix. But what's not so nice about it is actually there are very long test cycles because you need to, the way it works is described, it builds everything first and then runs it. And if you want to change something, then you need to push it to a branch. The branch gets checked out while building the Docker container again. And then only then it will run it afterwards. So yeah, what I'm saying, it builds everything from scratch again and you need to push it to a branch. This isn't nice. So it means you change one line and you don't have the build artifacts, which you would have if you were in the middle of the build locally and just change something and build again. But instead it builds everything from scratch. It takes long and only after that it starts the test. And also you need write access to the repository to push the branch. So what else can you do? You can try to run everything without Docker. The bit is that once you have it working, you have super short test cycles because you can just reuse everything locally. You don't need to build stuff from scratch, just modify the file, run make or whatever, and it builds this one file again, the object, and then links it again, and then you run the test suite. But the downside here is that it behaves differently than Jenkins, and I've tried to use this method for some time, and I always ran into problems because the configs are different. This is very frustrating when you want to fix a bug, and then you end up figuring out why the tests don't work the same as in Jenkins. So you can't even start to analyze the bug. You need to fix the configs first. And especially if you are new to OsmoCom, then it's not so easy to figure out what's going wrong. And also there is no ready-to-use launch script. So these Jenkins.sh files are quite nice for the more complex projects because they just launch everything for you and you don't need to worry about which component to run in which order and maybe which config file you need to copy over first. Yeah, so these are the problems. And yeah, also you might adjust one config, but then you might forget to adjust it for Jenkins too, and this introduces new errors. So with these two possibilities, which I didn't quite like, I figured, well, maybe we can use Osmo Dev for this. And I wrote ttcn3.sh. And this script does the following. So first, it builds the same Docker containers that Jenkins would use. But then it builds the test suite and keeps the build artifacts again. And it does the same for the OsmoCom components. And it uses Osmo Dev's existing efficient logic to build the OsmoCom stuff. So it will also skip programs that exist already that were built and didn't change. And afterwards, it runs Jenkins.sh, but passes extra options to Docker to mount the test suite and to build OsmoCom components inside the Docker containers. Now, the good part is that it behaves just like Jenkins. just like in the first approach, completely same configs, same containers, and same Jenkins run script. And you get the same short test cycles once it is set up as in the second method, because it actually keeps the build artifacts. The bad part about it right now is you have a long initial build because it starts to build all the containers. Then it doesn't even use the OsmoCom components and test suites it built in the containers. Then it builds them again and only uses this version. So this could be optimized. But yeah, for me, it's much more useful than the existing approaches so far. So this is what it looks like. You go into Osmo Dev repository and run the script. MGW is an example again. You can use any of the OsmoCom test suites we have. And yeah, I also added a shell alias, so it's just T3 MGW for me. And then it runs everything. Here I have another demo plant. So let's switch the terminal. Yeah, so I'm now in the Osmo dev directory. There is ttcn3. There's another, there's the readme is in the main directory and it mentions ttcn3 at the bottom. If you want to know more here. So let's try this out. So here it uses Osmo Dev to build Osmo MGW because I changed something. And now it's starting the test already. So this initial build of all the Docker containers and everything, I did this before the presentation because it would be boring to watch. And now it runs the tests just the same as it would in Jenkins. And now the exciting part is, I'm going to stop this here. It takes a bit. On my other PC, I have a separate script to kill Docker that I didn't install there. Yeah, maybe I should have. Anyway, so let's change something in Osmo MGW, for example. Oops. Yeah, I'm just going to change anything to demonstrate that it builds really fast after that. Yeah, unfortunately, I need to kill the Docker container first. Let's figure out how this works. It's the Docker PS and Docker kill commands. And I need to, so I can copy paste from the terminal. Okay, it already stopped everything. Yeah, very nice. So as you saw, I changed something, made a change here in main.mgw main.c. And now I'm going to show that I don't need to upload all the sources again to run the tests, but instead now the tests are running again. So it just built this one file, linked the binary, and now I'm able to run the tests. And this is the fast test iteration I talked about. So yeah, this makes it quite productive to fix stuff and test out changes. Okay. And I'm already at the end. So here are the credits. Niels wrote Osmo Dev. I just added the TTCN3 related script. And I took the graphs from the wiki, as I mentioned, and Kevin made the OsmoCom logo. All right. Thanks. And do you have questions? Or is everybody asleep?
Well, one question that comes to my mind is there a way to install somewhere else but use a local and avoid the sudo?
Yes, that's possible. So I think there's a variable for it that you can use. Yeah, this yeah, and I use this in TTC and 3 now that I think about it. So there's I'm not sure if there are I think there's minus H. So there's a lot of options here, and you can say which directory it should install to, as far as I know. Yes, so that's possible. Yeah, I don't know the exact letter, but it's in there somewhere, so that's possible. Yes.
It's one of the opt files. So you have one opt file that changes the prefix. So you have to write a new opt file to the opts file to move it somewhere else, I think. I tried it in parallel, so.
Ah, nice. Yeah, that makes sense. That would work, yeah. Maybe what's also nice, prefix user. Yeah, there is one. Yeah, and you can change it to whatever path you want, yeah. One thing I did not mention, and now that I think about it, there's a tool called Git, which you can use to update all your Git repositories at once. So this might be useful. I think I need to run it from the directory. Yeah, this tool is quite nice. So here you can see all the repositories and their Git status. And you can see that I modified MGW. If I revert it and go back, then it's changed again. And you can use this to pull all the repositories at once and to see on which branch you are. So I use this sometimes. Martin writes this quickly became one of his favorite tools. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, even more because you can quickly grab in all Osmocom projects some symbol or some, I don't know, misspelled word. That's very useful.
Yeah. Maybe another thing I could mention is maybe not so related, but I have a lot of aliases in my shell config, basically, because so this is just a demo PC, but on my other PC I have for every Osmocom project one shell alias like this, and it helps me to quickly go into the directories. I think other developers have something similar, probably. Maybe a question for the audience, who is actually using Osmodev, because I think not many people use it.
I do.
Yeah, Niels uses it. Okay, that was expected.
Even more when I saw the announcement of your talk, I submitted some of my scripts for basically starting TTC and 3 test cases locally without Docker. You can find them. I will attach a link. So the idea is that if you have all your test suites built, you can like just quickly start some test suite in a Tmux session, and probably some of them in parallel. Here is the link in case somebody finds them useful.
Okay, does anybody have any questions, or should we close the recording and then start with the
after? I'm wondering why do we maintain the TTC and 3 tests that you mentioned are different tests to the tests that are run within the Docker playground repo. So why are these not the same? Like, why is the TTC and 3 tests not a subset of the Docker playground or whatever?
Okay. Yeah, good question. So the tests are actually the same. What's different is the configs. So we maintain a different set of configuration files in the TTCN3 repository than in the Docker repository. I can show it. Maybe that makes more sense.
I mean, the reason for the different configuration files is that with Docker, we have one IP address per container, and then, of course, all the IP addresses and everything are different. And if you run things locally on your machine without Docker, then it's mostly typically loopback addresses that you use. That's the main difference.
Yes. I think, yeah. So as you can see, there are different config files. And these get out of sync sometimes.
Okay, so just noticing Niels also commented that running TTCN3 tests manually these days, so presume that means not through Docker, or at least not with the
Docker plugins. Runs them without Docker, yes. But so that's basically the second approach I described.
Okay, so I'm just...
Yeah.
So yeah, run everything without Docker, but okay, behaves. So if you're debugging Jenkins, then you want to do the Jenkins stuff. But just to actually run the tests against your code development, maybe the easiest way. Like if I want to just avoid Docker, then the best way.
If you want to avoid Docker, that's the way to go, definitely. Yes. Regarding easiest, it depends. If you know what you are doing, then it might be the easiest way, sure. If you have a complex project with some dependencies and maybe you're not quite sure, like a beginner who is new to the Osmocom code base, then it might be easier to just run everything in Docker and to concentrate on actually changing the tests or adjusting your code and not fighting the infrastructure.